From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMattei. Florida schools had to cancel state testing for the second straight day after students had problems logging into the new exam. This is the first year for the Florida Standards Assessments, the new test which replaces the FCAT. It also means a new test provider, the American Institutes for Research. After the tests didn't work yesterday, the company assured state officials they had fixed the problem for this morning. WLRN reporter John O'Connor has been covering the story. John, why is this happening?
Well, the testing company, the American Institutes for Research, or AIR as they're known for short, says that they move some student data on their testing platform. And so when the students tried to log in, the data wasn't where it was supposed to be. So the testing system had to go and use more internet bandwidth to go find the data. That caused everything to kind of clog up and slow down. And so some students couldn't get on, others got on and then were booted off, or the system ran really slowly. The bigger problem here, according to school officials and state superintendents, is that this is an online test. There are more students taking tests online this year than there have been in the past, and that there was no real trial run so that everybody would get online at once and test out the system to make sure it could handle all the traffic that was coming in.
But testing is scheduled to run over the next 2 weeks, so when will this be fixed?
We don't know. The State Department of Education is not really answering questions about this right now. Yesterday, they were kind of vague. They sent out a statement saying that AIR had addressed it overnight. But some school districts are suspending testing until the state can prove things are fixed. Here's Miami-Dade Superintendent Alberto Carvalho.
Improving the system alone isn't sufficient for me, for my teachers, or my students. I respect them too much. Either they have it right or they don't. An improvement to something that broke down is not sufficient.
So Miami-Dade is waiting until the state gives them some proof. They'd like to see a bandwidth test or some other kind of statewide test to show that this system can handle the traffic. Other school districts are watching what's happening and may make a similar decision.
There's a lot riding on the Florida Standards Assessments. These test results can determine whether students graduate high school or how much teachers get paid. Will these technical glitches affect that?
Again, we don't know. This decision would be up to the State Department of Education to make. They would be the ones who could say, you know, we're not going to count the writing test results or the results from this other test, depending on what happens with the other statewide exams. What we do know is that some students were able to log into the test and then stopped testing. So they have seen the question on the first test, the writing test. Alberto Carvalho says that may mean that the test results are compromised. So Carvalho would like the state to answer this question about whether or not they're going to use the results.
There are some districts out there where the students may have been exposed 2 days in a row to the same prompt. Is that fair against the student who will be testing for the first time without ever having seen the prompt?
This sounds a little like what happened with the rollout of the Obamacare website. Is it similar? And what does that say about using technology in the classroom?
It is similar. And in fact, I did a story last year kind of asking that question. There were a lot of experts who said, hey, what happened with the Obamacare website when millions of people tried to log on at once could happen with some of these tests. There are some advantages to online tests. Teachers get results faster. The tests, you know, you can do more things with an online test to kind of check what a student knows. The technology can also be more engaging. But critics of all of this technology and the online testing have noted that old-fashioned methods have worked for a long, long time, and you don't get problems like we've seen this week in Florida.
Does that mean we keep our number two pencils at the ready?
It could mean a comeback for the number two pencil, yes.
John O'Connor covers education for WLRN. Thanks so much, John.
Thanks.
This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Christine DiMattei.